From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the first day of April 2016. I'm Philip Grant. More than 300 people from throughout the Hudson Valley gathered at Helsinki Hudson on Wednesday, March the 30th, for the Burning Man, The Revolution Comes to Hudson. The multimedia activist event was organized by Hudson resident and real estate broker Gianni Ortiz and other volunteers in support of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' primary bid against fellow Democrat, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The three-hour event was free to the public and included speeches, musical acts, and comedic interludes at the Helsinki main stage. During and after the performances, guests were encouraged to purchase Bernie-shaped cookies, participate in a Bernie Sanders look-alike contest, make a donation, and gather information about canvassing and phone banking opportunities, voter registration, and other initiatives in anticipation of the New York presidential primary on Tuesday, April the 19th. You can find interviews with the various attendees on the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom.wgxc.org. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that the condition of the railroad bridge in the village of Coxsackie is raising concerns. Large chunks of concrete have fallen from the span onto Manson Street, but it is unclear who is responsible for correcting the problem. The bridge serves CSX Transportation. Its trains cross the structure numerous times every day. Coxsackie Mayor Mark Evans said, and I quote, "About 2 years ago, a piece of concrete fell off the bridge, hit a pedestrian in the head, and he required stitches. I alerted CSX to it, and I don't believe they did anything," end quote. A similar incident occurred in 2015, he said, but that time no one was hurt. Additional structural issues have developed since, including cracks along the side of the bridge. A representative of CSX denied the company failed to respond when notified, and he said the bridge is structurally sound. Rob Doolittle of CSX said, and I quote, "The Manson Street Bridge received a full annual inspection in September 2015, and its condition was reviewed again by a CSX bridge inspector within the last 2 weeks. The bridge was found to be structurally sound and safe for the railroad operations in both instances," end quote. Doolittle said cosmetic conditions don't reflect the structural soundness of a bridge. He urged anyone with concerns about the Manson Street Bridge, report them directly to the company by calling 877-835-5279 or going online to www.csx.com. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Legislative leaders and Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced a budget agreement several hours before the April 1st deadline. The agreement, a statement from Cuomo says, includes a plan for a statewide $15 an hour minimum wage, 12 weeks of paid family leave, a tax cut, and lots of education and infrastructure spending. You can find the complete statement from Governor Cuomo, followed by a transcript from the press conference, on the WGXC website, newsroom.wgxc.org. Lindsay Ellis reports in the Albany Times-Union that the water is now safe in the Rensselaer County town of Hoosick Falls, according to the State Department of Health on March the 30th. Tests, the DOH said, have not shown detectable levels of perfluoroxanoic acid, PFOA, and the water, I quote, "is now safe for all uses." Becky Watson, 40, who moved from Hoosick to Spotsylvania, Virginia, after 15 to 20 years of exposure to water with PFOA, said, and I quote, "If I lived there, still I wouldn't trust what they say ever again," end quote. William J. Kimball in the Daily Freeman reports that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration study says the lower Hudson River will have PCB problems, and I quote, "decades longer," end quote, than earlier projections. The Hudson River Natural Resource Trustees, which includes officials from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the U.S. Department of the Interior, the State Department of Environmental Conservation, released the report on March the 30th. The report said, and I quote, "U.S. EPA observed that PCB loads from the upper Hudson River to the lower Hudson River prior to the start of the dredging in 2009 were substantially greater than predicted by the models and showed little evidence of decline. because mottled fish tissue PCB concentrations in the lower Hudson River are a function of PCB loads from the upper Hudson River, these findings imply that time to reach target thresholds for human consumption in fish was underestimated by the original mechanistic model projections, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for Greene, Columbia, Albany, Dutchess, Rensselaer, and Ulster counties for today, Friday, April the 1st. There is a chance of thunderstorms Friday morning into Friday afternoon ahead of an advancing cold front. There is a marginal risk of thunderstorms reaching several levels with winds of 58 miles per hour or greater and hail 1 inch in diameter or larger. The thunderstorms will move west to east at a speed of 40 miles an hour. As for today, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers before 11 a.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. It will be cloudy with the temperature high near 69 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 70%. On Friday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 8 p.m., it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 43 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 53 degrees. A chance of rain showers before midnight, then rain and snow showers likely between midnight and 2 a.m., then snow likely after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 29 degrees. And on Sunday, snow likely before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 8 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 33 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of snow after 2 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 6:35 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:22 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the first day of April 2016, April Fool's Day. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.